up to today? W2T stationary.
I just got through driving the bus for the kids, and I am headed back to go to work.
Going to work on another one of those honeydew lists, huh?
Work on my little house that I'm trying to sell.
You already had an offer on it.
I gotta do. It's gonna hit the market on Friday, and before she can accept the offer, it's gotta hit the MLS. That's one of them stupid realtor rules. And the long and the short of it, the woman that's got the offer in has got to sell her house. Well, the first one that comes along with cash money is gonna get it. Because I ain't going to wait so long to sell her house in Vegas.
Oh, well, I know what that's like. Know what that's like. All right, well, I'm going to go get me some lunch, and I shall talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
You some lumper? That's a cross between lunch and supper. It's almost 3 o'clock, boy.
I want to eat, I eat when I want to eat. How about that, son?
Oh, I'm not telling you when to eat, but I tell you what, I'd starve to death because I got out this morning at 5.
You know what? That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, it's all your fault. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Go have a good day, Rusty. KN4WA clear.
Talk to you later, Steve. W2T clear.
KN4RMS, KN4BWA.
Okay, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mike. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mike. Name Kirk. At the Kilo Uniform Romeo Tango Greenville, actually mobile in Greenville.
Kirk, how you doing, Kurt? I've been dealing with a bunch of kids and driving a bus all day. And now I get to go work on a house. I hope you're having a lot more fun than I am.
I'm doing okay. You know, it's just a gorgeous day in November. I just turned 49 a couple days ago. I'm right and ready. And I like being out and about.
That's what it's all about. Doing what you enjoy. And if you can find a job that you really enjoy, you'll never work a day in your life.
Maybe you can help me along with that. I'm temporarily retired right now. I turned my paper in a couple months ago from the job I had for 13 years. And so I'm taking a much needed sabbatical, as I like to call it. And I think I'll finally turn my battleship around and getting back on somebody's payroll.
Yeah, what do you do?
I was a supervising sergeant for a contract security company affiliated with, shall we say, rather large and prominent healthcare system in the state. My feeble attempt to protect its identity.
Why protect their identity?
I don't think I'm doing a very good job of protecting their identity. Their color scheme is bright orangish, pinkish, and they came about as a big merger about 5 years ago.
You got all your pay out of them right before the merger. That was an if.
Or another, we held on to the contract, and we've had the contract for over 20 years, and they still got it. Despite, you know, every year you hear the same rumors come around. I got to the point where I said, someone else is going to get the contract, yada, yada, yada. You know, we hear that every year. We're still on the contract. Until I got to the point where I tell the youngins, you know what, I'll see it when I believe when I see it.
Yep. Well, it's always fun, boss. It's always fun. Well, I wish you good luck trying to get something that you like, man. Well, listen, I've destinated. I have arrived at my hacienda for a quick break before I go down and start working on that little house. So you be careful out there, and don't enjoy between jobs too much. You got to go back to work. 73's KN4BWA. I'm clear.
KN4BWA, appreciate that advice, my friend. I'm not exactly at a desperation stage. I've planned for this, and my wife and I own 6 investment properties, free and clear, plus our primary. And, you know, I'm good for right now. And as I look around, it's like I can pretty much walk in anywhere and name my price as far as getting another job. I've never seen it. Never seen it quite like this. I dare say it is a workers' market right now.
That is true. All right, well, you be careful out there. KN4 BWA, clear.
You as well. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike. Mike's still mobile and listening for anybody else. Mike, Kurt, mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name is David, good afternoon.
Bravo Alpha, David, good to hear from you. This is KO4, Romeo, Mike, I'm mobile here in East Greenville, sitting on Woodruff Road. About 200 yards from the Verde intersection here. How are you today?
Good, Kurt. I just heard you talking to Steve. And from what you were saying, you used to work where my wife worked. Her name's Mona Cole. You may know her.
I worked at the Greer Memorial Hospital location for the last 5 years or so, and then Patewood before that. What Prisma location is she working at?
She was at the corporate office. It's down in the SunTrust building downtown. Before that, they were at the Memorial campus when she started working for them. But anyway, nah, you wouldn't have run into her.
She's at a really good location, though. I know the officer posted down there. He was officer of the year when I was his supervisor. So he's top-notch, stem to stern, real professional.
No, she was let go about a year ago, so she's, I guess she's retired. She just turned 60, so she, of course, I can't complain. I retired 6 years ago, so what the heck.
Both of you, with all sincerity, you may have ever heard I'm thoroughly enjoying my temporary retirement here. October was kind of a write-off. Ironically, I never really got sick while I was dealing with the sickest of the sick in an ER and ICU setting. But after I worked my last day of my notice, I got the thing. Then my wife got the thing. I had to call 911 for her to have her taken in. So October was pretty much a write-off. So it's just now that I'm starting to feel better. And had my birthday a couple days ago, so I'm actually on my way to a doctor's appointment for a minor complaint. Over.
We both had COVID in January, and this year, and we got our shots in the middle and end of March, and she gave blood a few weeks ago, and she still has antibodies, but I think I'm going to go ahead and get a booster.
Matt, copy that. I have no criticism for anybody who takes a vaccine whatsoever. I've got family members that have. My brother has. He's a doctor up in Winston-Salem. But I tell you, from the inside, the amount of pressure and coercion that they were putting on everybody was just something unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. I mean, words like sinister and dark and coercion just keep popping to mind. I was just seeing it every day.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of things I know that I can't talk about. So anyway, and my daughter worked there too for a good many years. She was a nurse manager on the fifth floor, palliative care and hospice. But they moved down to Somerville for my, because of my son-in-law's job with, oh gosh, I can't think of the name of his company. Anyway, but he was working at the Volvo plant down there and making packages for shipping. He's got a packaging science degree. But now he works from home, so they're moving back up here.
That's fortuitous. I'm the son of a box salesman. My dad worked in corrugated packaging all his life, and in the last 3 years of his life, he started his own packaging company with his best friend and former client. Fortunately, he passed away back in 88, so it's been some time ago. But yeah, I mean, as far as the jab goes, I have nothing at all against the jab per se. It's just all the methodologies and the tactics and the messaging being put out there, basically ignoring, totally disavowing the entire concept of antibodies. And I got this thing, I got it originally back in November of last year, and it wasn't bad. I mean, I was a good Boy Scout. I stayed out. I took the test. I beat it, got better, came back, and worked right I treaded water in an ocean of COVID for another year, or 10 months rather, without getting sick.
That's really incredible. It's hard to believe you work in the ER and you know, no one what walks in there, and you didn't get the virus, so you're very fortunate.
Those to my officers, and this is not something that's generally known, but the security, we were the very first point of contact with the sickest of the sick that come, that don't come by ambulance, that roll up there by way of a family member or brought by car. They pull up the patients in the passenger seat. A lot of the times they're too sick to move, so they need a wheelchair. We get the wheelchair, we bring it to them, we open the door, and then we lean forward into their, basically into their personal zone one space to lock the wheelchair.
wheels of the wheelchair to facilitate their transference from the car to the wheelchair. Then we roll them in through the vestibule into the triage lobby and hand them over to the nurses at that point. And, you know, think about doing that for 20 to 40 patients a day.
It's like pouring gasoline on yourself and waiting for somebody to strike a match.
That's what made me a believer in antibodies. I'm no scientist, make no mistake. But, you know, I knew I had COVID alpha version back when it came out, and I recovered, and it wasn't all that bad. I had some gnarly symptoms at first, but I never had any kind of problems with my respiration and breathing. You know, I had a couple of incidents where I got a small, slight fever, and it would reside. And I got better. There have been times in life when I've been sicker, certainly. I remember some flu cases that had me feeling twice as bad. And I went back to work, got the clean bill of health, and had a good long ride. But, we wore our masks. We took every reasonable precaution. We would wash our hands 100 times a day and do our best to avoid it. But, I had to give my props to the antibodies there. I think they're pretty strong, and just my personal opinion, I don't think they get the credit they deserve, what the good Lord gave us.
KB4CBA. Well, I've been, I'm over here in Taylor's, and I've been hitting the reverse button. I can, most of the time I can hear you on the input frequency.
4CBA, this is KO4RMM. I'm getting out a little bit towards Baldwin. That's where my doctor is. I'm headed towards Millennium Healthcare right now, David. So if I lose you, it's been a real pleasure, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the QSO, my friend. And I live very close to Taylor's off Pelham Road on the east side. That's where I reside. So Taylor's is very close to home to me.
I grew up in Greenville. I went to Eastside High School, and I married a girl from Southside High School, but we met in church, both of our home church, but anyway, it's good to talk to you. And I hope you have a good doctor's visit there, good outcome there, Kurt. But I'll say 73s, and you take care. Talk to you again soon. KF4RMM, this is KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, KO4RMM, this is Kurt and David. I'm an Eastside Eagle myself, class of 1991. Don't know what year you were, but I think that's pretty cool to run up on somebody with who's walked so similar a road as me. So this is a really cool development. Hopefully I get a chance to meet you someday, David. I'll be 73s. I'm pulling up on the office building here. But you take care. Godspeed. Have a wonderful day. KO4RMM 73.